Then we find here that the tribes of Dan and Ephraim were omitted from this list. Both of these tribes were guilty of going into idolatry. If you would turn to Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, verses 18 through 21, you would find that the tribe of Dan went into idolatry and the tribe of Ephraim, because there in Moses' great prophecy, why that is mentioned. Then in history, you will find that Dan was the first tribe that fell into idolatry. Now, that's found in Judges, the 18th chapter, verse 30. And very frankly, the tribe of Dan became later on the headquarters for calf worship, because we're told Jeroboam made Israel to sin. And that's found in 1 Kings, the 12th chapter, 28 to 30. They are given top priority in the millennium. And in Ezekiel, the 48th chapter, you will find out that the tribe of Dan is in the millennium. But they weren't sealed for the time of the great tribulation. And that reveals that the grace of God can reach down and meet the need of any sinner. And though they were not sealed for the purpose of witnessing, and I think, again, this tribe lost out a great deal. Now, Ephraim was also guilty of idolatry. Many of you will recall, not too long ago when we studied Hosea, that Ephraim was given over to idols. And fact of the matter is, God says, let him alone, because of the fact he had turned and had gone into idolatry. I think probably I will turn and read that verse. It's found in the 4th chapter, verse 17 of Hosea. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Now, that has reference to the northern kingdom, but remember that Ephraim was the leader there. And Ephraim was the tribe which led in the division of the kingdom in 1 Kings 11:26. And now in this list, Joseph takes the place of Ephraim. And we have to take the place of Dan, Levi. And I think the reason that Levi is given is because Levi was the priestly tribe, and they are going to be witnesses in the great tribulation period. And it's quite proper for them to be witnesses in the great tribulation period. Now, I trust that we can understand and see here that now God has turned again to the nation Israel. He'd not given them up. He'd said to Ephraim, "Oh, Ephraim, how can I give thee up?" God says, "I can't do it." And God didn't give them up. They are going to make it through the great tribulation period, even though they lost out as witnesses for God during that period. The 144,000 are sealed, especially because they're going to witness during this period. And it's going to cost them a great deal. And if they weren't sealed, they sure wouldn't be able to make it through. You see, God never leaves himself without a witness on this earth. Now we have brought before us another company of redeemed. It's a redeemed multitude of Gentiles.